Amy Rado Parks, Verb of Being. In seventh period Latin, we learned the verb to be by chanting sum es est, sumus estis sunt, over and over. I am, you are, he is. Beautiful William sat next to me in forward one, and his blonde hair fell into his eyes while he drew swords and busty, corseted women in blue or black ink. Sum es est, I am, you are, she is. Sumus, we are chanting the verb of being over and over while the hot sun poured in and our teacher, the old man, marched the aisles with a long pointing stick. And I chanted too, I am, you are, he is, in that big old school building, without knowing that somewhere across the valley, my father was marching through the rituals of diagnosis, the MRI machine, the CAT scan, the blood draw, listening quietly while all the doctors talked. I chanted, he is, we are, they are, while he learned about the tumors, about his blood boiling with virus. I watched beautiful William toss his blonde hair in the sun, and I absentmindedly traced the outlines of the pencil-carved graffiti on my desk. Sum es est, sumus estis sunt, the marching song. We are, he is beautiful William. Est, he is an old man with a stick. Est, she is a woman helping her husband to walk down white hallways to get in and out of bed. Est, she is a nurse we'll come to love. Sum, I am 12. I am a daughter still of a father for 11 months more. Sunt, they are misdiagnosing. Est, he is trusting. Est, he is afraid. Sum es est, sumus estis sunt. The old man marches in my dreams, marches his language song from room 317 from September of 1988 forward, through the dusty tables of the kitchens and bedrooms, offices and libraries of my life, through all of those years teaching us in the present tense our first lesson, to be, to be, to be.